application on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about Ramadan, the month of dua or supplication.
الصوم أوشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفا أتى يجلو لنا القلب الصدي.
Today, Wednesday, is the 11th of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 24th of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 13th of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open the shining book of Allah, the Holy Quran, and we listen to verses 17 to 21 of chapter Ar-Rahman.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Rabbul mashriqayn wa rabbul maghribayn.
He is Lord of the two sunrises and Lord of the two sunsets.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ يَلْتَقِيَانِ.
He released the two seas, meeting side by side.
بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخٌ لَا يَبْغِيَانِ.
Between them is a barrier, so neither of them transgresses.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Allah Almighty is the Lord of two easts and two wests. It is true that each and every day the sun rises from a point and sets in another. Thus the number of easts and wests run to the number of the days. But taking into account the maximum northern and southern axes, we notice that other easts and wests fall between the twines. Such order is the origin of the emergence of the seasons, engendering abundance, and it actually emphasizes and completes the contents of the foregoing blessed verses treating of the well-measured calculation of the course of the sun and the moon. On the month of Allah, this is today's special and importance of dua or supplication during this month. Dear brothers and sisters, the significance of making supplications during Ramadan can be understood from the verse that follows the verse on Ramadan. Since the sequence of the verses in the Quran are significant in and of itself, the fact that Allah mentions dua right after the verse on Ramadan should tell us something. The Holy Quran, chapter 2, verse 186. Allah says, "And when my servants ask you, O Muhammad, concerning me, indeed I am near, I respond to the invocation of the supplication when he calls upon me. So let them respond to me by obedience and believe in me, that they may be rightly guided." This is a verse with profound meaning, needing an in-depth study by itself. First of all, it says that Allah expects us to ask about him and ask him for things. Then he says that he responds to any supplication of any color, even if they are not even Muslims. This is evident from the fact that he says caller and not Muslims or my servants or mu'mineens. So no matter how close or distant you're from Allah, you just need to call him once and he'll respond. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the value of praying and supplication in the month of Ramadan. First of all, praying and supplication are two important religious universals. So we can't find any religion, whether divine religion or, for example, man-made religion in the world, in which there isn't any sign of prayer or supplication. Even polytheists and pagans supplicated to the idols for having their wishes fulfilled. In the month of Ramadan, now we find that the whole opportunity, the whole situation is ready that those people who pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who supplicate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have their wishes well fulfilled. According to the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicates that وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أَدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. O Prophet, say to people to offer the prayers to me, and when they offer the prayers to me, I fulfill the prayers, the needs, I meet the needs. Those people who feel arrogant and don't come to pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I mean in terms of praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would be led to the divine hellfire. In this connection, we find that there are several indications in this Quranic verse. First of all, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors. Another one is that praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the whole ground ready for having our wishes and desires well fulfilled. Another one is those people who pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who express their wishes and needs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are superior to those people who pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who offer salats to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without requesting anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites everybody to ask things from him, to ask, happy events from him. So, this table of divine reception is always ready. It depends on us, so whether we move ahead in order to benefit from it or not. And another point is that those people who feel arrogant and not humble enough, they don't find themselves not humble enough to ask anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are among the transgressors, and certainly because of this moral vice, they are going to be led to the hellfire. Thank you.
Ramadan, ya Ramadan, يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران.
In this part we have a question. Why you should be making the most dua in Ramadan? Dear friend, the month of Ramadan is a blessed period in the year of a Muslim. It is important to know as believers the methodology of attaining the maximum benefit from this blessed month. One of the acts of worship legislated upon us by Allah is dua, or supplication. We should be making dua on a regular basis throughout the year, but in the month of Ramadan, duas hold a greater value than the rest of the year. In the month of Ramadan, our du'as, our supplications should increase. So let us not waste any time in the month of Ramadan, inshallah, and let us utilize this month wisely by increasing in our du'a to the one who responds to all invocations. What prevents us from supplicating? Yes, we are talking about supplicating And it's a good question. The point is that dua is not Amazon.com. You don't just search spouse, find your choice, click an order, and the next day your choice is there at your door. Allah answers your dua in the way He knows best, and at the time when He knows best, because He knows the future and you don't. He knows what's good for you and you don't. He answers your dua in one of three ways: by giving the thing asked for, by averting a calamity that would otherwise have afflicted him or her, and gifts waiting in the hereafter. Some say, I believe in the Qadr, the night of Qadr, and so I won't ask because Allah has already fixed everything for me. Don't human beings have free will? We are able to choose our way, and still the concept of Qadr is valid. Because our choices themselves are part of Qadr. Making dua is also part of Qadr.
When we feel weak, when we feel tired, when we feel hungry, we are reminded to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings that we rarely thank Allah for. We drink water every day. Do we thank Allah for the water that we have? We eat food every day. We take it for granted. We don't thank Allah for that. We think that this is something that we are entitled, something that is supposed to happen. We're supposed to eat, we're supposed to drink every day. No. There are many people that don't have food. There are many people that don't have water. Right now, alhamdulillah, we are fasting because of choice. We choose to fast. There are some people that fast because they have no other choice. They have to go hungry. So we have to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. And finally, in the state of mind, we have to keep our faith strong. We have to always put our faith and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that gives us everything. Allah is the one who has been giving us everything. You know, you might see some people, they go through a small difficulty in life, and they start doubting in Allah. They start doubting and having bad doubt in Allah, bad faith in Allah, su'ul dhan. This is wrong, my dear brothers and sisters. When we see that we are hungry, and when we are reminded of the blessings that we have, the blessings, the food that we have, this reminds us that it is only Allah that gives us and no one else. And we need to be thankful of that. We need to always turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Keep and remember us too in your prayers and worshiping. Thank you very much, and fi amanillah.
القرآن ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن
ف
for thought.
Salam, and let us listen to a famous statement from Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, regarding his loyal wife, the mother of all true believers, Hazrat Khadija, peace upon her. Khadija outclassed all other ladies in the world in her belief in God and in the Messenger of God.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And this hadith is about the benefits of brushing one's teeth. Right now we're in the month of Ramadan, and as you know, in the month of Ramadan, while we're fasting, it is makruh, it is reprehensible to brush one's teeth while one's fasting. It's not haram, it doesn't invalidate the fast, but it does contain a taint of kirahat and reprehensibility. Nevertheless, at the same time, we should also mention this, that while we're fasting, everybody knows that our mouths smell, and at the same time, we have hadith that this smell, even though it's bad, the angels love it, right? So we might be tempted here in the month of Ramadan to say, to not brush our teeth at all. You know, a lot of us get lazy, you know, and we forget to brush. And, you know, we might use that as an excuse to forget to brush one's teeth, right? But if we look at this tradition, it might encourage us to brush one's teeth after iftar and also maybe before seher or after seher, a little bit before the call to prayers in the morning. The Imam alayhi salam says, there are 12 distinctive features to brushing one's teeth. First of all, it is a recommended prophetic practice. So the prophets, they used to brush their teeth. The Prophet Muhammad used to brush his teeth. It's very famous. That's the first one. Secondly, it purifies one's mouth. It cleans one's mouth. It purifies one's mouth. Third, it brightens one's eyesight. Now, this is something that, I don't know if scientifically it's, if it is, can be corroborated by modern science or not. But this is another virtue and feature of brushing one's teeth. Next, it pleases the beneficent Lord. It pleases Allah when we brush our teeth. It whitens the teeth. Obviously, it whitens the teeth. When we brush our teeth, it whitens the teeth. Next, it does away with wretchedness. The next distinctive characteristic is that it strengthens one's gums. Right? It strengthens one's gums and it gives us healthy gums. Following this, the Imam says, it whets one's appetite for food, meaning it increases one's appetite for food and for eating. Then it takes away phlegm, it removes phlegm from our body, which is obviously good. It's good to take out the phlegm from the body. One way of doing that is by brushing one's teeth. Subsequently, the Imam says that it improves one's memory. By brushing one's teeth, if we brush our teeth regularly, our memory will increase. Next, it multiplies one's rewards for good deeds. Right? Meaning, if we brush our teeth, the rewards that we have for the good deeds we perform will be multiplied. Finally, the Imam says that it gives pleasure to the angel. It gives pleasure to the angels. We should also add here that other distinctions and characteristics have been mentioned, brushing one's teeth. In other traditions, these aren't supposed to be exhaustive here, the distinctions mentioned here by the Imam. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the distinctions of brushing one's teeth in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد
وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
How people usually during the month of Ramadan, they usually take naps, yes? So let's wake them up by reciting a salawat, but not very loud.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
You know that saying ذكر or remembering Allah Almighty with any kind of remembrance, like salawat, like tasbih. So you know that in the month of Ramadan, the reward or the thawab will be?
2 times.
100 times. Million times.
And 10 million times.
Billion
it will be double,
times.
But we don't know. We're really 1,001, 1,002 or more. It's Allah Almighty. And if the mercy of Allah Almighty comes, it's unlimited. Yeah. Okay? So
infinity.
So as much as you can, recite salawat, say tasbih, or recite Quran and Kareem. So Allah Almighty has given the opportunity for all Muslims, a special opportunity, like 1 month, 30 days or 29 days. So remember that days have passed, yes?
Yes.
So the rest of the days, you have a good chance to get much and much closer to Allah Almighty. One of the best things is reciting the Quran, remembering Allah Almighty, yes, by His words. And remember that in the sample days, not in the holy month of Ramadan, Sha'ban, or Rajab, if you recite the Quran normally, so there will not be a special reward. But in this month, it's the month of the descendants of the Holy Quran, yes, it's very, very important, and it's a special month. So do not forget to make dua, a special dua, while you are remembering Allah Almighty. Ask Allah Almighty for the, like Allah Almighty should hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, right? This should be the most important thing in our life. And it is, actually. So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, welcome back to the holy month of Ramadan, to the, let's recite the Quran Kareem. So, I will recite. يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Okay, whose turn is it?
Yeah, it's
so
big, but
quiet.
It's easy.
He will recite if you keep quiet. Okay, go on. Al-Levi, recite louder.
Al-Levi ja'ala lakum.
Lakumul arda.
Lakumul arda. Was-sama'i. Was-sama'a.
Okay, was-sama'a.
Bina'an wa anzala min as-sama'i ma'a. Ma'an.
What is the word that comes in your mind?
Sure, I can read now.
Read it.
فأخرج من به من الث.
Fight it. Come on. ثمراتي.
Sure, I'm trying to read.
Fight
them.
It. Window.
Go on,
من
go on.
الثمراتي رزقنا لكم.
Read it. Do not practice.
فلا
it.
تجعلوا.
فلا تجعلوا.
فلا تجعلوا الله.
Lillahi.
Andada.
Wa antum. Ta'lamun.
Great. Now repeat after me, okay?
But no.
Repeat after me, Mahdi.
Astaghfirullah.
Oh, no.
Okay, listen up.
The danger is here.
الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا. Read it. الذي
الذي
جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من ثمرات رزقا لكم
فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون.
Thank you so much, Mahdi.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
Next.
محمد يحيى.
وَإِن كُنتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَى عَبْدِ
You have to say عَبْدِنَا because they are one word.
عَبْدِنَا
عَبْدِنَا
فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مَّثْلِهِ
مثله
وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ
صَادِقِينَ
وَإِن كُنتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَى عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ
If you connect it to the next part,
مِثْلِهِ
There is a ya. You see? Okay, مِثْلِهِ
وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ
Great. Thank you so much.
Next.
مِنْ
حُسَيْنَا
فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَا تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ That little caffeine.
MashaAllah. Let me give you one good thing, one good news I mean. So don't worry if you have mistakes, do not worry. Why? Because you have been just, it has been taking like 2-3 months that we have started. So it means that in 2-3 months, alhamdulillah, you have improved this much. Really, if you compare yourself with someone who is just about to start learning how to read the Quran Kareem, you are a superstar there, right?
I can read one word by
You
one
can
word,
teach them.
Yeah.
So it has to tell you this, that you don't have to be worried, okay? You don't have to say that, oh,
so
God, I have a lot of mistakes.
I'm
not good. I'm very bad. No, don't say this. Say, alhamdulillah, that I'm good at reciting the Quran. But there are some more steps that I need to take. So remember that if you take the next
the
more steps... If you take the next more steps, you will not be having any more mistakes, okay? Understood? Take the next steps to fix all the mistakes. Okay, Minha Hussain?
Okay.
Check.
I'll leave it, you
okay.
can't.
Listen to this ayah, I will recite. Mahdi,
Allah Hussain.
فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَن تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ
Okay, so in this page we will talk about where should we make a pause. So, as I told you, there are many different signs and symptoms. Okay?
Yeah.
So one of the symptoms, one of the signs that Mahdi sees in the Quran while he recites is a small jim, baby jim, on the top of the words. So Mahdi, look at Ayah 19. أو كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق حضر الموت.
I see the tiny little jim.
The tiny little jim on the top of yes.
أبصارهم.
Wait. حضر الموت. We're talking about there. So a tiny jim is there, right? So that jim, if you see that jim in Hal Hussein, what does it mean?
To eat it.
Jim.
To stop.
No, Jim comes from Jais. Jais. Jais means ijaza. Ijaza means in English?
Vacation.
Permission. You're allowed to make a pause here.
Ijaza means vacation.
That's
come on now.
No, that one now. Ijaza. Ijaza, ijaza. Ajaza. Yujizu ijaza.
Arabic
syntax morphology.
In your Arabic, but saf, in saf, our saf. Arabic, it's not.
In Saf, yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
I know.
I thought he knows that one. That's why I said.
No, in my Arabic, so. It's Allah.
Leave it.
In your Arabic,
Yajuz.
It's
Tajuzu. Okay?
Yeah, I don't want to read
it anymore. I think I can say this in Arabic. So, if you see that little tiny little jim, okay, Mahdi? Like you. So you can make a pause. You're allowed to make a pause. Okay, Mahdi? So you can say this way. Look.
يَجْعَلُونَ أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ مِنَ الصَّوَاعِقِ حَضَرَ الْمَوْتِ.
Make a pause. Or join it to the next part.
يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق حضر الموت والله محيط بالكافرين.
Yes, Hadi.
Yeah.
I made a pause and I connected.
Yeah.
So I'm allowed to do it, right? Yeah. So this is the first thing that we learned.
Yeah.
So where should we make a pause? Or we should not we make a pause? We didn't say
we should
or should not. We say we are allowed. We are allowed to make a pause. When we are allowed to make a pause? When you see the baby Jim, you can stop there,
you can give
the baby
milk.
A chocolate, talk to the baby.
And make it hyper with the chocolate.
The baby says, oh,
you
this is the bus station,
diapers.
You can make a pause here. Okay? Or you can make a pause at the next station.
How would you give a baby Jim a chocolate? It's gonna go hyper.
No. But also, you can do like it. We can like leave this. Where I go.
Okay. So, you can be very kind here. Thank you so much. Inshallah, the next more signs, okay? We will talk about them. But before that, we have to recite a salawat. Then we will come back, inshallah.
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajhum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
The Ocean of Dua.
Allah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا.
Brothers and sisters, it was this part of the supplication under discussion. إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد. O Allah, if I had been tied with chains, if I had been cut off from the flowing stream of your bounties in the presence of the people, ودللت على فضائه عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار. And if I was ordered to proceed to hell, if a barrier was put between me and the blessed pious, وَحُلْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْأَبْرَارِ مَا قَتَعْتُ رَجَائِي مِنْكِ وَمَا صَرَفْتُ تَأْمِيلِي لِلْعَفْوِ عَنْكِ. Even then, I would not cease to have hope. It would not stop me from expecting your pardon. It would not take away your love from my heart. لَا خَرَجَ حُبُّكَ مِنْ قَلْبِي. I have not forgotten the bounties. I have not forgotten the protection you made available for me in this world. أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا. As we were saying, one of the subjects that is emphasized in different ways in different supplications, specifically the ones related to the blessed month of Ramadan, is this issue of fear and hope and striking a balance between them. We had a look at different instances of these strikings in different words of the infallibles. And we also had a look at one part of Kumail's supplication in which Imam Ali alayhi salam says, فَكَيْفَ يَبْقَى فِي الْعَذَابِ وَهُوَ يَرْجُو مَا سَلَفَ مِنْ حِلْمِكَ. How should your servant remain in chastisement while he has your hope of previous clemency? We also try to reflect on our own sincerity. Can we really ask God? Can we really make such a supplication? Can we still claim to have his hope, to have his love in our hearts, even if he orders us to proceed to hell? So I assume it can be said that our spiritual state is not attuned to such supplication. We cannot utter by ourselves this part of supplication as with so many other parts of other supplications. Only the likes of Imam Ali alayhi salam, only the likes of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam can really talk to God in such a manner. Only these people and infallibles can make such a claim to still love Allah even if He orders them to proceed to hell. لو قرنتني بالأصفاد, if you enchain me, لو أمرت بي إلى النار, if you order me to proceed to hell, ما صرفت تأميني للعفو عنك, ما قطعت رجائي منك, I would not lose my hope in you. This seems impossible for us to do. But it seems only these people, only the likes of the infallibles, are available to talk to their lords this way. We must utter these statements as a way of quoting them. And nevertheless, we must try and endeavor to create states that are close to them.
Ramadan, Ramadan.
The ocean of dua.
Since in this part of the supplication, brothers and sisters, the word hub is used, وَلَا خَرَجَ حُبُّكَ مِنْ قَلْبِي, Imam alayhi salam says, this would not take away your love from my heart. We will talk about the word hub and also the different meanings and instances of it in our supplications. First, about the reality of love of Allah, we must say that we all know the sins cause a person to fall in the eyes of Allah. The sins and committing them expose the servant to his punishment. So, if the sins cause a person to fall in the eyes of Allah, the love of Allah protects the servant from his chastisement. This is what the infallibles have told us. For example, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says in a whispered prayer or munajat, O Allah, my sins have indeed frightened me, but my love of you has given me protection. In this regard, we can say that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is also talking about the striking balance between fear and hope. But since the true servant must remain hopeful of him through nurturing love for God, in the next episode, we will, God willing, talk about the different ways of nurturing love for God, the Almighty. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. We ask the Almighty Allah to assist us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website www.parstoday.com/en.
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام میگذاره همه این ارزش ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام لا تجعلوا علمكم جهلا ويقينكم شكا إذا علمتم فاعملوا وإذا تيقنتم فأقدموا.
Imam Ali stated, "Do not turn your knowledge into ignorance or your conviction into doubt. When you gain knowledge, act upon it, and when you acquire conviction, proceed on its basis." Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam.